What's up, man?
Yo.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio. Let's break it down here, because we're going to have to do the warp speed version here. But teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's going on, folks?
Not much, man. I heard that you pulling a Macaulay Culkin this weekend. You home alone.
Yes, I am, man. The wife and little one are gone away this weekend.
Woo! You know what that means? I think I know what's going down. But also here with us is calling via satellite from where?
Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Woodbridge, New Jersey. Okay, now a hop, skip, and a jump away from the studios, and that's Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon, folks.
All right. So you happy you're going to be home alone, sir?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it pays to get away from them, man. You know, I don't mind. It's going to be a relaxing weekend.
All right. That's good. That's good to hear. All right. Well, then let's get on some news here. And we're going to have to throw some curveballs here. There's going to be a TV show on a Discovery Channel coming up in the middle of June. And this British man has slept with over 100 women, but why would he get a show on the Discovery Channel? Well, there's a little catch. He slept with 100 women, but he ain't got no dick. What?
Okay.
I knew it.
They got sex toys out here you can use now, man.
Yes.
I'm under the assumption he's been using those.
Here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, Cortez. GPS, chime on in.
Heard you correctly. You said he slept with over 100 women?
He slept with over 100 women and don't got a dick.
Well, I guess that proves one thing. Size really doesn't matter.
Wow.
Either that, he must have been doing a lot of oral fixations with these women.
He must have been, but let me go on with this story real quick. The British man, born without a penis, says he slept with more than... Say what?
He don't got a dick, man. That's what he just said, bro.
Yes. I'm trying to keep it technical.
Bruce Jenner.
What? Excuse you? Bruce Jenner what?
Jenner. This is not a Bruce Jenner we're talking about.
No. This is not a Bruce Jenner thing.
He gave it up for whatever we could possibly think of. He just never had one since day one he come out of the womb. Okay, wow.
Yes. And I'm trying to explain how this happened, sir. He managed to keep the truth about his anatomy secret from most of the women. The 40-year-old suffers from an extremely rare birth condition called bladder extrophy, which has caused the organ to grow outside his body. Doctors were able to fix his bladder, but he never developed the reproductive organ. The Manchester, England-based Wardle is the subject of an upcoming one-hour documentary on Discovery. And it's going to follow him as he confesses the truth to old friends, past lovers, and even his current unsuspecting girlfriend. That's going to be one hell of an argument. I like to be a fly on the wall when that happens. But one of his quotes says here, "I had only told about 20% of them the truth. It is difficult to explain to a new girlfriend. Once I was punched in the face when I told the girl. I guess she felt like I had lied, but it's not something that you can say right away." Unquote. The documentary follows him through his medical procedures as he seeks to have a fully functioning organ built thanks to recent advances in gender reconstruction surgery. He has struggled with depression, substance abuse, and at one point even contemplated suicide because of his condition. So if you want to catch this show, coincidentally titled The Man with No Penis, check out the Discovery Channel, June 13th, 10 p.m. Don't put the kids in front of the TV. Thank you.
I think he probably wanted to commit suicide, but the simple fact he can't reproduce, can he, man?
He don't have shit down there.
That's what I'm saying. So he can't reproduce. So he's not producing sperm or anything,
man. He can't jerk the fuck off.
Man.
wait. Hold on. gotta be clear about all the anatomy.
Oh, no. Yes.
So it's not that he does not have a penis.
Yes, he does not have one. Yes, that is correct. He does not have one.
Does he have
testicles? No. It doesn't say here, but I would believe that obviously you can't have one without the other.
So you mean to tell me he about as smooth down that motherfucker as my wrist is?
As smooth as your bald head.
Wow.
It's a medical condition. So he's got this condition. I mean, what can you do? Who did the same thing? Wasn't it Nipsey Russell did that too?
Yeah, I think so, man.
Yeah, he wound up getting what? He got a bionic dick, didn't he?
I guess, man. I just feel bad for those cats because it's like, man, you can't reproduce.
Yeah.
And that's every, I guess, even if you don't want kids or not, you just want to be able to have the liberty to sit down and reproduce.
Yeah.
Or just to get an orgasm, man.
Something.
Damn, reproduce. Damn, can I fuck? Period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Never had a bloat like damn.
He's had nothing.
Wow.
Ooh. Mr. GPS, let's put the question to you now. If this were to happen to you,
ain't enough rum in the world.
Wow.
I drink every day.
You drink? Don't you do that anyway?
No. Only on my days off.
Only on days off and holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disability can you get for that? Social Security?
I don't know. In England,
it depends. Yeah, I don't know. They get Social Security for that. But that's a physical. I don't know if that's considered a handicap or physical disability because it's not stopping him from working, man.
No, it's not stopping him from working, but it's stopping him from being a player. I can tell you that. It stopped him dead in his tracks. It got so bad at one point, like I said, he got punched in the face by a chick.
Wow.
So you know what he probably did? He probably was having a little intimate thing with a woman, as a little shucky ducky quack quack, probably find out it was no more than a cucumber.
Cucumber.
Could have been. I don't know. I ain't got to worry about that shit.
Yo, Max, what was the name of that movie, man? It was a movie. It was dealing with the same issues. Not similar to this guy, but it was this woman was posing as a man. And, you know, case in point, they wound up murdering this guy because the guys in the town were angry with him because he was taking away their game, taking away their women or whatever.
Mm.
And they were asked the woman that he were dating, they were asked, like, did you know that was a man, you know, a woman? They were like, nah. And the second question was, you were having sex with this person, right? And they were like, yeah. And it's like, you didn't feel nothing go up in you or anything? And they were like, no, I didn't think about it that way. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding.
Oh, man. I guess stranger things have happened. So,
I guess. Man.
That's deep. That is deep, man. I'm telling you. If you were put in that position, sir, you know, GPS already said he just drink. But it wouldn't be enough. What about you?
I don't know, man. I'd probably go fucking crazy, man. That's right, man. That means you technically are a lifetime virgin.
That is true. You are the original 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought about it. He is 40 years old, so he is the original 40-year-old virgin. But needless to say,
he'll be a 50 and 60-year-old virgin.
No, yeah. He's just it. He's not only a client, he's the president. It's deep.
No, wait. Then, like, how does he urinate? I mean, it's got to come out somehow.
Good question.
He might have a little something, man, but it's not fully grown.
No, he probably got a bag.
Oh, no.
He probably got a bag, because it doesn't say here. I mean, you'll have to watch the show. So if
They ain't going to show him his little penis, man. They're going to show all that shit. They're going to just show you the PG.
He just said he ain't got nothing. He got nothing. Yeah.
But it makes you curious of what he really has now, because you're like, what the hell?
You're trying to see if he got a dick?
Gee, I'm trying to answer the same question as Mr. GPS man who out there. What, you know, like, how does he urinate? How does he, you know, how does he function without the tools?
Could have a bag, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Hmm.
He's got this documentary, like I said, it follows him through the medical procedures that he, so he seeks to have a fully functioning organ built. So, I'm telling you.
He sure is. I'm telling you.
It's like.
That was me. I go ape shit.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, what it is, it's like.
We can rebuild him. We will make him bigger, thicker, longer.
I'm telling you, this has like a movie contract written all over it. The $6 million dick. Give Skeeton a whole brand new name. Mm. You know what? I just thought about this. I just thought about this. He possibly, two theories. One, he probably, all this time, he probably used a strap on. That's right.
Wow, never thought about it.
That's right.
Turn all the lights out.
Cortez is not jumping into this. He's keeping these.
Oh, man, this shit is weird, bro. That's some weird shit, bro. I don't know what to say, man, because I thank God that I have all my parts in place, man. I thank God I have all my parts in place, because I'm like, how the hell you function?
I don't know, man.
Without the proper plumbing, man.
Man. Oh, jeez.
Once they have the lights off, I'll be...
But that's true. Mr. GPS has the perfect segue. Not even the perfect segue. He has the perfect point to end this subject. Remember, everything is the same in the dark. It's all the same in the dark. That's enough said with that. Please, can we move on to the next subject here?
That's why she punched him.
What?
That's why she punched him.
Probably, yeah. Probably thought it was, you know, he was all English and then noticed made in China. Oh no.
Let me call this old bitch. Take this bitch down. Call this bitch right now. He said he thinks Stokes is making a reservation at a motel there.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. What you doing?
Man, I'm just kicking it. Mason,
are y'all done? Thank
you. Nah, what you gonna do today?
I ain't gonna get my nails done.
These nuts.
Aw, oh, shut up, nigga.
But I wanna ask you one question. If I had some nuts hanging on the wall, what the hell, honey? I'm just, darling, you have some walnuts. She said, well, daddy, if I had some nuts on my chest, would those be chestnuts? I said, hell yeah. She said, well, daddy, if I had nuts under my chin, would those be chin nuts? I said, hell no, bitch, you'd have a dick in your mouth.
Chicky check, microphone check, one. Chicky check, microphone check, two. Chicky check, microphone check, three.
Check game from the notorious Compton G.
Back with some shit that got the bump. As you pull up in the park, your pops are drunk. Just a fussing like a motherfucker, clowning and shit. Got your dangers on your hoopty and your fly ass bitch. Throw off, show off, I'll take that home. If she proper, I'ma pop up, I hope hop up. It's back on track. With big money, big nuts, and a big fat chronic sack.
So dad, step up on they ass and give these motherfuckers a blast from the past.
Diggity dads out of the cut with some shit that I wrote with my nigga D.I.E. So you know I must be dope, but rat tat 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 that ass. Starting static with Drake, make way for the AK that I bring as I slang like Cappy. Not from Crisscross, but they call me Mac Daddy. Hattie, not known about the city I'm from. Long Beach, Tic Tac, grab your gap, watch your back, get right, come. Stomping in my khaki suit, Big G from the hood, can fuck Eastwood. God damn, I ripped up and skipped up on top of things as they swing towards my ding-a-ling.
But could you raise up off his nuts? Cause Dr. Dre is about to raise that shit up. Chicky check,
microphone check, one.
Chicky check,
microphone check, two.
Chicky check,
microphone check, three.
You're tuned to the sounds of the D.R.E.
Now check me out, it's back to the old school, where the niggas get their scrap on. Don't nobody cap on, slap on some D.R.E. or some funky ass shit by the D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G. Real G's who drop keys, protect these N-U-T's, so nigga please keep out my manuscript. You see that it's a must, I drop gangsta shit.
Yikes.
So recognize gang from the gangster. Things will remain the same until I change them.
It's real easy to see, so you can check sounds from Nate D-O-double-G.
I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I heard you wanna fuck with Dre. You picked the wrong motherfucking day. Here we go, toe to toe, blow by blow. Let me know if you think you can fake it, bro. I heard you wanna fuck with Dre. You picked the wrong motherfucking day. Here we go, toe to toe, blow by blow. Let me know if you think you can fake it, bro. I'm a motherfucking street.
This is a good one. And that first story that we had was through our peoples at, of all places, the NY Post. So big up to the NY Post. But now this one is through our buddies at allhiphop.com. The legendary Grandmaster Flash is now going into Netflix. And how is he going in there? He is joining the 1970s themed series called The Get Down. It says here, the pioneer, Grandmaster Flash, is joining the production team for the upcoming Netflix show, The Get Down. The legendary DJ will serve as an associate producer and advisor for this drama. Now, Flash will also be portrayed in the series storyline by Mamadou Athi. Sorry for killing the name. But the whole series, the whole story goes. The Get Down is set in New York City during the 1970s. Both fictitious characters and real life figures will be featured in the plot. And it says here via Billboard: consigned to rubble, a ragtag crew of South Bronx teenagers are nothings and nobodies with no one to shelter them except each other, armed only with verbal games, improvised dance steps, and some magic markers and spray cans. From Bronx tenants to the Soho art scene, from CBGBs to Studio 54, and even the glass towers of the just-built World Trade Center, The Get Down is a mythic saga of how New York, at the brink of bankruptcy, gave birth to hip-hop, punk, and disco, told through the lives and music of South Bronx kids who changed the city and the world forever. So I think this is going to be a decent series. Cortez, you want to jump on this?
I think it should. I think it is. It will give us a nice little history lesson of how hip hop is compared to what's out there now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. What's out there now, in your opinion, sir?
Ah, man, shit is watered down music with no message behind it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell my students every day. I say the stuff I listen to had a message behind it. Whether you agree to disagree with the message, that was the way we protest. Instead of going out here burning shit down and doing all types of craziness.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the message, now that song from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five was from the groundbreaking 1982 album, self-titled The Message, if I'm correct. And they were the first hip-hop act inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. So, nice little fact there. A little factoid.
I thought it was African Bambaataa, man. I thought they were the first.
You know what? I don't think so. From what I'm reading here, through all hip-hop, they were the first.
Oh, okay.
But we will get some clarification. Now, GPS, have you access to Netflix or no?
I believe I do. I have firm that with my Xbox, but mm-hmm. I believe I do. I'm pretty sure I do with my laptop. Ooh, and I just got it back from the shop.
Wait a minute. You haven't had your laptop in a very long time, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness, dude. I haven't had both. Well, I had three. One is officially going off into laptop heaven.
Okay. Make sure you save the hard drive and transfer all the info.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
And the other two are not functional.
Mm-hmm. Well, with your functioning laptops, will you definitely check out this series when it comes to play in 2016?
Oh, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, here to rock the motherland, the summit of all electronic dancers, along with the Grandmaster Flash is here with you tonight. And if you want to party, get up, clap your hands, while we do it for you, something like this.
Still couldn't compete when it slides across the floor. It's like he's walking on air as smooth as making the same move twice.
He's the doctor of dance.
He's the creme de la creme.
And you couldn't hold a candle up next to him.
I definitely am going to see it, and I'll tell you one thing on a side note here, and I just noticed this also on allhiphop.com. Supposedly, Grandmaster Melly Mel addresses his issues with Grandmaster Flash, and Flash eventually parted ways with the group, but other surviving members are upset that he is still recognized as the de facto representative of the Furious Five. Melly Mel and Scorpio reportedly have had difficulty performing under the brand that they helped establish. Scorpio even publicly called Flash, quote unquote, Milli Vanilli of hip hop. That's a pretty low blow. That's a low blow.
Fucking rappers, man. Can't seem to get it together. They be beefing nowadays, because even, what is it, Blackstreet? Yeah, if you're familiar with the R&B group Blackstreet, I will never forget. They're not performing all together anymore, but they broke off into various different versions of Blackstreet. And Teddy Riley came up in there. And he was like, you know, if you use the Blackstreet name, I'll sue your ass. I was like, wow. Yeah, he got real gangster with that, man. I said, oh, Lord, this is crazy.
That's crazy. That's weird. But now, listen to this quote here from Melly Mel concerning Flash. The reality of it is that Flash don't work with the group like when we did the Grammy Hall of Fame. When they inducted the message in the Grammy Hall of Fame, they didn't call Sugar Hill Records. They didn't call me. They called Flash. And Flash was going to induct the record in the Grammy Hall of Fame, and they were going to use LL Cool J, Lupe Fiasco, Common, and Rick Ross. And the only reason we got on to do the record was because they had to call Joey from Sugar Hill Records to get the rights for the publishing. We were working with Joey at the time, and he said they wouldn't give them the rights unless we would be on the program to do the message, unquote. So yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of underlying beef, like you said, Mr. Cortez. GPS, what do you make of this?
I mean, if they were all together before, you know, and we had plans to get a whole new crew, like, damn, wow.
Yeah, that is pretty. That's kind of deep to do.
Something
that
went down, you know.
Yeah, so hopefully they squash this beef because I mean they're legendary. I mean they really are. And just the one last note. In the hip-hop section here, today, if I am correct, the 21st of May, would have been Biggie's 43rd birthday.
Wow.
So, yeah. If it would have not been for that fatal drive in March of 97. So, in an article I see here, the Game pays tribute to Biggie on his birthday. He's currently on the East Coast, and he's flexing his cash all over social media, especially in the tribute shown below as Biggie's I Love the Dough plays in the background. So yeah, definitely an ode to Biggie. I mean, much respect to Biggie because, yes, he, you know, he was a great lyricist. I mean, of course, I'm not going to lie, I am a Pac fan. But much respect to Biggie. Much respect to Biggie because he did a lot for the hip-hop era during the golden age. I call it the golden age of hip-hop.
The Commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Caesar Leo, De Janeiro,
yeah.
Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, the most right. Shady, Frankie Baby. We here.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is?
Come on. Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B.I.G. I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing, we'll reach the fucking ceiling. Check it. My calico been cop. This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop. This instant, rappers too persistent. Quick to spit, Biggie name on shit. Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. Be that is, I that is, gee whiz. Motherfucker still in my bed. Don't they know my nigga gotta fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is, my shit is laid out.
What?
Fuck that beef shit, that shit is played out. Y'all got the goal, all I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, your man passed the gap to me. Now check this, what's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you, guaranteed to be your ICU. Check it, I done smoked with the best of them. Shot at the rest of them, was about 100 or more. Maybe less of them, got my rocks off. That nigga from the Brook just be wildin' on you, just be stylin' on you. And I tried to warn you, but your eyes fucked up. Now I cleared them shits with hits, you on the fucking bench. Pardon my French, but sometimes I get kinda peeved at these weak MCs with these supreme baller like lyrics. I call them like I see them, G. Y'all niggas sound like me. Y'all was grimy in the early 90s, far behind me. It ain't hard to find me, number one with the booyakah. Give me the Remy and the Chronic, ain't no telling what I do to y'all. It's obvious the game's new to y'all. Take them ends you make and spend them on the tutor, huh? One shot, I'm through with y'all.
Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your cheek. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. There be nothing but smooth sailing. When I spit shots, now your crew's bailing. All I got is heat and tough talk for you. Tie you up, cut your balls off just for you. Man, listen, straight torture. Look what that slick shit bought ya. A first class ticket to Lucifer. Real name Christopher. Watch me set it off like Vivica. Here lies your demise. Close your eyes, think good thoughts. Die while your skin start to glisten. Pale blue, hands get cold, your soul's risen. It's bad cause I just begun. Will make this shit real bad, I was having fun. What's beef?
What's beef?
Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef?
What's beef?
Beef is when you make your enemies start your cheek.
Start my
beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. And I'm through.
And I'm through.
And I'm through. Life happens.
Now ask yourself. Know what beef is.
Life's after.
Then ask yourself. Do you really?
Life after.
Yeah. I like that. Big Nosh. Hitman, baby.
We have this news over here that I think will suit your fancy, Mr. Cortez. So, soundboard, help us out. The name Pablo Picasso, Mr. Cortez.
Yes. I keep hearing that. People keep asking me questions about Pablo Picasso.
Really? Why?
I don't know what he did, man, because I haven't been keeping up with the news.
Wait a minute. You know who he is, though, of course.
Yes, I do, man. He's considered the father of modern abstract, but, you know, he has admitted that he did rip off a lot of African culture to get abstract art, so, you know.
Have that actual quote or evidence of that?
It's written all over the place. He was influenced by African art.
Okay, I mean, if he was influenced, I'm saying it's because I heard the word stole, so I'm just trying to clarify. Did he steal, or was he inspired?
He was inspired.
Okay.
And he does. I can't say he stole because he did give credit when credit was due, you know.
Okay, okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, it seems as if, from our buddies at the NY Post, the Picasso masterpiece, Les Femmes d'Alger, or Alger, whatever you want to call it. They were trying to figure out who was the buyer of this record-setting Picasso. This?
Yeah, I think it went for like 1.8 or something, 180.
Hold up, Mr. GPS. Have you been catching the news lately?
Oh, man, look, I try to catch the news every morning.
Or is it you want to catch those NBC, MSNBC chicks on TV? No shame in that, you know. All three of us here have a...
We've got a new one to add to the mix.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go. I can imagine. I can imagine.
Paris Faulkner.
Who?
Paris Faulkner.
Okay. Okay. Well, we will check it out and see what the whole rave is about with that individual. But this is very interesting because this painting is heading to Qatar. Yes, the art world has saying that the most expensive painting ever sold at auction is said to have been bought by billionaire former Qatari Prime Minister Hamad bin Hassim bin Jaber Al Thani. Don't make me repeat that. But out of respect, I will, and hopefully I didn't kill it. Prime Minister Hamad bin Hassim bin Jaber Al Thani. The work was sold at Christie's in New York on the 11th to an anonymous buyer over the telephone who was represented by an auction house head of contemporary art. After the frenzied bidding, the buyer paid a whopping $179 million. It was more than the estimated $140 million, and the work is expected to hold the world record auction price established more than a decade ago. One quote was mentioned that the painting almost certainly will not go on public display in Qatar because of the nudity, even though it's a cubist work. Mr. GPS, Picasso, $180 million.
Hey, it ain't freaking if you got it.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it just lets you know that you, as an artist, you may not, you will not be rich like you think you will be.
Yeah.
At the, yeah, because Picasso, he was a very interesting character. I mean, some of the images he came up with, you know, he, that man had a lot going on. He had a lot going on in his time.
Yes, he did. I mean, he really, the explosion of cubism, and you know, he just inspired a new look of art. He just gave it a newer dimension. He expanded the spectrum of art with his style. You know, and the main question is, would you, Mr. Cortez, if you had that type of money, and if you did, I'd be bumming off you every day, would you pay $179, $180 million for a Picasso?
It depends on how deep you are, how deep you are into this, because I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and if you got, if you have, or if you are blessed with that kind of lifestyle where you can go out and buy expensive work like that, then I would probably get one. I probably would get one and put that drawing right up in my living room and have an armed guard by it. Make sure nobody come up in there and steal it from me.
Yeah, but you know what? It's interesting. I'm looking at the picture here, and you can all see the picture on the NY post in the article. Les Femmes d'Alger. There's a lot of tig-ass biddies in the picture. A little bit of culo, too. So that's why you can understand why he doesn't want it publicly shown in Qatar, because obviously with the Muslim faith, obviously is considered, I guess, sacrilege, you would say?
Yeah, you can't exposing show nudity.
Yeah, so that's understandable. I don't know. I mean, if it's worth it to you to buy, hey, more kudos, more power to you. Let's see. The billionaire in his own right has also served as chief executive of Qatar Investment Authority, which is one of the world's richest sovereign wealth funds that has big stakes in companies such as Volkswagen, Porsche, and even the French football team Paris Saint-Germain. The fund brought London department store Harrods for $2.3 billion. And, you know, in other words, let's put it this way. This guy's made a motherfucking money, okay? So, he bought a 71st Street party mansion in 2012 for $47 million.
Yeah, I don't think he's in a recession or anything.
No, he ain't in a recession. He'll never be in a recession, ever, ever. So, that's deep. That's deep.
Now, who shot, who not? Tell me who rocked. block, who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels got blocks, who's mostly Doji down to the blue block? The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells call a level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the Goldie sound. Can't no PhD, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, nigga, spin no dough on the booty. And then yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. See me die, then you see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I'm in the thicket now when all the ball is stopped. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do when it's cool that I got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this a BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Jacks and holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya. Me and Mike's to me. Lose too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. It's my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, Platinum Plus, like Zizak, Dangerous, on Trizak, D-U-S, Pizzak.
Got to figure out, and we'll do this real quick, Mr. GPS, because since it is Memorial Day weekend coming up, we have to go into the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, champagne dreams, caviar nightmares, and all the other paraphernalia that goes with it. And our liqueur connoisseur, none other than Mr. GPS himself. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Okay, so in a nutshell, sadly it's the Cliff Note version. What are we drinking this weekend in honor of Memorial Day?
I just picked up a bottle of Jose Cuervo.
Ooh. Okay. Getting a little fancy.
Yeah, buddy.
A little fancy.
I get into some Reposado this weekend.
You're going to get into what? Excuse me?
We might get into some Reposado this weekend. We'll see how it goes.
Oh.
Good. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful thing there. So, I mean, what would you have? Let's say, okay, we'll go with the Cuervo. What would be a nice little balance, like what type of a meal would you have Cuervo with? Even though you can have Cuervo anytime, what would you prefer?
Hell, burgers, tacos, burritos, whatever you're celebrating with.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken, salmon, shrimp.
Not bad.
Whatever you're celebrating with.
That sounds good. And you know what? I think we need to get Mr. Cortez out of his shell this weekend. You know what that means, Mr. Cortez?
Yeah, we're gonna go down to what is that, Margarita City, man? There's a place on South Street, man, that serves some damn good margaritas, man.
Are you talking about Copa Banana?
Yeah, they got the best in town, man. Went there a couple years ago get some margaritas.
Oh, okay. Do you recommend Copa Banana, Mr. GPS?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. He's like, yeah, that's
all
right.
There's one place that I mentioned above all others.
Uh-oh. Here you go. The recommendation for Memorial Day.
Go to your nearest Roger Wilco.
Yes. Roger Wilco has six locations.
So they have that's right. Since Dawkins, Palmyra, Crossfeet, Deptford, Burlington, and what's the other one?
Come on. Bring it on home. You know all these places. It's in Jersey, isn't it?
There you go, yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's in Jersey.
It's in Jersey. It's all that matters. God bless Roger Wilco. So big ups to them. You go to Roger Wilco. What's next? Cliff notes, sir. Cliff notes.
Grab all of the margarita mix you can carry.
Okay.
Put the biggest bag of ice you can find.
Mm-hmm.
And go home and put them in as many empty Rita water ice cups as
you can. Oh, my God, I knew it. I should have seen this coming.
And consume as much as you can responsibly.
Responsibly.
Yeah, you got to put that disclaimer in there.
That's right. Always be responsible with the Rita's Water Ice with the kick.
Drink responsible here at G5 Radio.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, Mr. Cortez, would you take his advice?
Oh, yeah, man. He knows what he's talking about.
So there's a lot of Rita's. In Philly.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Rita's there.
No alcohol, man. Oh. That's the problem.
No. Remember this. You know how the old saying it, the mountain. How does it go? The mountain came to what, Mr. GPS? How does that go?
You go to the mountain, the mountain cometh to you. I'm correct.
Correct. You know, paraphrasing, but yes, that's the correct concept. So if you can't get to the liqueur can come to you. What does that mean? Roger Wilco, they had the little mini bottles. What you do, you take about 6 or 7 of those bottles, put it in your pocket, get your little water ice, pull one of those things out, right inside the water ice, instant gratification. Would I be correct, GPS?
Yeah.
He likes that idea. He's like, damn it, I might just do that now. So either way, Memorial Day, we always say, you keep it safe. And drink responsibly, but remember, the most important thing with Memorial Day is to remember the fallen soldiers that sacrificed their lives for our country. And, you know, pay homage to them first and foremost, before anything else. Give a toast to them, you know. Poor little Louie, if you want to. They get first props. They always get first props. Mr. GPS, I hope that you make sure that it's a responsible weekend when you're down in West Virginia?
Yeah, I'll be all over West Virginia, along 81, and yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Now remember, will you be back by Monday?
Yeah, Monday night.
Ah.
Long enough, good drink.
Shit.
Before I get up and go see cousin that's graduating on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Okay.
Very nice. Graduating from where?
High school.
All right.
Wow, man. That was many years ago. We graduated from high school.
Woo! Yeah, man. I remember those days. Godly. It was good times. Definitely good memories and everything of graduations. So all the college students that are out there graduating, we bid you two bits of messages. First of all, congratulations. And the second message, get a job. It's just that simple. Get a job.
I thought you were going to tell them, welcome to the debt.
Welcome to debt. Oh, they've been in debt since college. Credit cards. Oh, yeah. You know the credit cards? They've been in debt. They already know what debt management is like. There is no management. So, main thing is, welcome to the real world. And just hustle. We thank our cohort, Mr. GPS. for his Cliff Note version of The Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and Semi-Famous, The Champagne Dreams, The Caviar Nightmares, and of course, Roger Wilco. God bless Roger Wilco. So, right now, we is going to end this with the only way that we know how, the final thoughts with Mr. Cortez, where he shares his wisdom with the world. Sometimes it's spot on, sometimes it's off the cuffs, but either way, it's all Cortez. So soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
And to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Well, my words and final thoughts for this afternoon or evening is, if you out in the woods, do not wipe your ass with a piece of poison ivy.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, baby.
Because you're out in the woods, because I know a lot of people are going to go camping this weekend.
That is.
And, you know, you might run out of toilet paper out in the woods, and you see these branches around you, and you say, oh, man, I'm going to go ahead and just wipe my ass. Then you wipe your ass with the wrong branch. You wonder why you got a permanent. You wonder why you got a permanent rash on your ass now.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That would not be a very good feeling at all. So definitely, people, take that to heart. That was Cortez's final thought. Now, what about yours, Chipio?
Wow, what could I have as a final thought?
I don't know.
Mm.
Thank God you got a
thought. For right now, we'll just leave it at. Congratulations to all those students moving up.
Yes.
One grade to the next, and everybody drink responsibly and be safe this weekend.
Indeed, indeed. And please make sure you support Roger Wilco, support Rita's Water Rice, and support Rita's with a little kick. Always support that.
Yeah.
So that's inspiring message by Mr. GPS. Now mine, basically, it's simple. You know, yes, congrats to all the students. Yes, you're broke now. Yes, you got to look for a job. But just keep grinding, and keep rising to the top, and you'll be fine. You'll do well. And we'll definitely end it on that note. So we thank everybody for listening this evening. Just remember, any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you want to bring to our attention so we can give it out to the new world. Or if you just want to tell us STFU so we can kimber you right back, then just reach us at our handles, which is G-Fire Radio, all one word, on Twitter, G-Fire Radio on Skype, and the G-Line, which is always on, 267-776-GPHI. We're on iTunes. We are on Podomatic. We are on the SoundCloud. So we're just all over. So just spread the word. G-Fi is worldwide, so I appreciate all the assistance that I got tonight, gentlemen, and just remember, those who can will, those who can't won't, and see said weather. Peace.
believing all the dreams inside of you. Don't stop achieving, yeah. Let some love shine on through. And don't fight the feeling, just keep on dealing. Everybody keep on moving, 'cause I know we can get it over. So baby,
give it all you got.
Let's keep rising to the top.
Give it all you got.
Fusion, but then